So hi everyone, welcome back once again. Like this is the another second episode of our podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us, Shruti Naidu. She's a certified nutrition expert, and today I will try my best to bring out everything, whatever experience she has. Like she has been in this industry for a pretty long time. So we're just going to talk about nutrition, that what is the nutrition and how it's create impact in someone's life. When it's come to nutrition and health, we most of the time focus that it's all about workout. But in this podcast, I just try to know that what is the role of the nutritions and workout, how we should balance the entire thing to live a healthy lifestyle. It's not about that we have to do workout, but from having a healthy lifestyle, giving our best in our professional careers and a normal activity, what should be the ideal diet plans? What are the things we have to follow? So that's all we're going to discuss in this podcast. I hope you guys will enjoy it. So the very first question I would like to ask you, Shruti, that like how long you have been in this industry and how everything was started, like how you came into this industry?
Like I did my master's in food and nutrition in 2005, way back. But I actually started practicing since 2014. So marriage and all, so it was a gap in between, and then I started practicing in 2014. And fortunately, I started with the gym industry only. So that is how I started my work.
Because like when we talk about the, like when whatever expert we have in this platform, so when we had a talk, they talk about some sort of story, like some sort of strategy happened with them, like they might struggle with the overweight or nutritions or malnutritions. And this is how they got motivated and they land up in this industry. So there was something with you that, because in India, not everybody's choose this kind of fields, like nutrition is very rare you will find. So how it was that happened and how you were able to convince your family member, because this is something which is important. So how everything was happened, something story behind that?
A small story, not a big one. When I completed my HSC, that is my 12th standard, and I was wanting to go ahead, my mother was wanting me to take up science as the main subject. And I was not so much interested in science. So she was very much rigid about it. And I thought ki I should take out some beach ka rasta, we say. So yeah, I heard about this stream, we call it as home science. So frankly, when I took admission in this field, I wasn't knowing what I'm going to learn, what I'm going to study. But during my graduation, I learned a lot, many things. Basically, home science, people have a myth that girls, those who prefer doing home science, they are very good homemakers. It's entirely a false belief, I can say.
Yeah, even I had the same thing, because in my schooling, I had a subject of home science. So like when you took the subject, they found that you're going to read home science, how to keep like home safe, how to cook. These are the things you're going to learn. So I do understand totally that there is a perception that when it's come to home science, women's are girls are more dominant to that. Like they have to take it. Yeah, I totally agree on that.
It happened with me, I can say by chance. It was not by choice, I can say. But then when I studied for 3 years, I did my graduation, I really got very much passionate about this field. And then for my master's, I took up food and nutrition as my specialization. And that is how I came into this field. And after doing that, when I did my internships at industrial places, at hospitals, so it was really interesting. And I found it a second place after doctors, we can say. First, if doctors treat you by medicine, dietitians and nutritionists treat you by food and nutrition.
That's important, because ultimately food is everything. If you balance your diet, if you're not involving any kind of hardcore training, but if you maintain your diet, automatically you can able to keep yourself healthy and active. Because this is, it's all about nutrition. It's all about nutrition.
And we always say that your health and nutrition start right from the day you're born. So it is not made up in a month or a year. It's right from your birth.
Yeah, this one is really something. It's very important that like your nutrition start from the right from your birth. That's very well said. So like we have a lot of audience, and so how you treat your clients? Like when you have your clients, some, like even I get some clients and I want to advise them that this is the diet you have to follow. Sometimes, like they follow that particular diet for a specific period of time, but they want the result fast. So this is this situation, most of the nutrition comes because I also get a lot of questions. A lot of nutritionists are watching this and listening to this podcast. So they always ask me that how to deal that kind of situation, because the clients we have, how we have to deal with that. Because not everybody has the same kind of emotional stage, like physical state. Yes. So according to that, how you deal that? Have you experienced some sort of in the past?
Yes. Yes, I have experienced many people, those who approach and they say, I have a target of 3 months, I need to lose 15 kgs. I'm getting married, or I'm getting, I'm going on a traveling trip with my friends, I want to look good. So these are all short-term goals, and I can say, okay, you can achieve short-term goals, but then goals achieved in a short term are really hard to maintain. You cannot maintain them after once you're back on your normal diet.
That's
so
right.
What we suggest as nutritionists is you should never target a small term goal. It should be a long term goal, because the harder you train, the easier it is to maintain.
We can maintain. Say. Yeah.
And there is no shortcut for success, as we say.
Yeah, because like everything you have to do over and over and over again. Like if you do for one day, and if you think that you will get the result in the very next day, that's not totally impossible.
It's not possible. And mostly what people do is they see someone else and see she lost 15 kgs in 3 months. Boss, it's a totally different kind of body.
Yes.
That person has. You have a totally different kind of body. You have your bio-individuality. So doesn't mean that if anything is work for that person, it will work for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible.
Absolutely right. Because everybody is totally different in terms of emotion, in terms of physical strength. So that's right. Absolutely. So like, have you ever had like that kind of experience, like when you are trying to give your best to your clients? And what kind of emotional levels they have? Like they have different emotional levels. So have you had any kind of experience with dealing specific kind of clients you have got, and you have provided did totally different things than a normal way you treat your clients?
The best clients, or the most I can say we get, are the youngsters. Nowadays there is a like this social media. I can say the platform, it is so active and everybody wants to look good. Everybody wants to look happening and cool, they say in their language. So they all rush for looking good. And in this race, what they do, they cut down their eating, they cut down their healthy habits. See, when we were young, we were really young. This is a small example I can give you. When we were young, our grandmother used to give us the rice kanji. We used to have it without knowing what good it does. We used to just have it. We used to make salt and some pepper, and she used to give us and say, just gulp it down. You have to have it. So we used to have it. We never knew what was the importance. But nowadays, we have come to know it's a kind of a prebiotic drink.
Yeah.
Rice kanji is a prebiotic drink. That's a natural prebiotic, what we can say. So now people have started having the packaged prebiotics. So what I suggest to them is having your natural and regular diet, what you have been having since your childhood, is more sustainable than converting yourself to some new stuff. Because body doesn't understand that. It takes time. So immediately, aaj ki raat tak aap kha rahe the roti sabzi dal chawal, and kal morning immediately aap apni body ko denge quinoa and oats, it won't understand.
Yeah, definitely. Because
it's a new thing. It's a new thing. These are healthy options, but switching to them overnight is not a thoughtful
thing. Thoughtful,
I can say. So these youngsters, what they do, they follow the trends, they follow this all kinds of fad diets, Google diets, I can say this is the new trend, so I will start having
they have their phones, they just want to know anything, just Google it and whatever comes and they start following that, and later down they start complaining that.
So when these people come to me, I just ask them one question, that whatever you are eating today, will you be able to eat the same thing for coming 5 years? And if your answer is yes, I'm okay with it. Obviously, nobody can answer yes for that.
No, obviously.
So that is the trick where I catch them and I tell them, see, whatever you eat should be sustainable, which you can follow and eat for a longer period in life. It should not be a short term. Ek mahina, do mahina kar liya and uske baad hum nahi kar payenge.
It's definitely you're not going to get the result, because every day you have to perform the same thing, then you are able to see the change within yourself or whatever diet you are following. If you do it for a particular moment and the next moment you will change completely, you're not able to understand that actually what the difference you are making.
That is the same effect what we get when you start working out also. Your body takes time to respond.
Yes, absolutely.
Same thing applies for your diet.
Because whatever audience we have, they are between the age of 25 to 40, most of the audience we have in this range. So the lot of audience are mostly professionals, they are working life. So what do you recommend to them? Like, what is more important, how they have to balance their diet and workout, which one they focus more on? Because when we talk with them, what we have noticed that they start focusing more on either workout. They believe that if they spend 2 to 3 hours in the gym, or they will perform like do workouts every day, then they will achieve the result. Otherwise, they won't. But we say that no, nutrition is important. Like, it's 80% nutrition, 20% your workout. So you have to focus on that. So what you recommend for the professional people, like those who are working, how they balance their diet and workout to get the optimum result?
See, there are very small tidbits I can say. People have gone very easy with supplements nowadays. They turn on to proteins and they pop up the pills and they say, okay, I'm doing fine. I'm having my vitamins and protein. But what we focus most is having small bits. Like, you can have egg whites for your protein. Those are really, really good. Okay, you can have egg whites, you can have your sprouts. These are all small stuff which you can even carry with you to your offices. In small tiffins, you can say. Small boxes, you can carry them with you. Rather than having a processed powder with water and thinking, okay, I had my 20 grams of protein. Give your body something natural.
Yeah.
Something natural has to be taken.
Taken. Because the more natural you will take... one thing. Very important, so those of you listening, it's very important to follow the natural diet rather than focusing on your nutritions, because again I just tell you that it's all about nutritions. If you understand your body, that how your muscle mind connection, how your metabolism and your workout processing is actually coordinating with each other, then you're able to maximize the result. It's not about that you have to just take the supplement and you will think that why you are building muscle. It's nothing like that. You have to maintain the both things. You have to take like healthy foods along with that. If you are doing hardcore training, then you can go with the supplement thing. It's not that you have to completely deny, but you have to understand that what your stage, what kind of training program is you are following. So like most of them, like there is another question. We have a trainer. She is a woman and she is a pregnant woman and she trains. So what ideal diet plan you recommend for the woman who is pregnant? So what is the optimum diet plans for them to keep their like babies and their health, maintain their health also?
During pregnancy, what we suggest is rather than eating less, you should eat right. Okay. We do not actually stop any of the pregnant ladies from having anything. But yes, you can manage your intake by controlling your portion sizes. Okay. The cooking method can be changed, right?
Cooking method, yeah.
So, like, go for steamed, roasted, baked products. So, those are really good for you. Eat home diet. Don't eat outside. And as it is, Corona has taught us a lot of things. So, it is very well understood by every human being that eating at home is the best option.
Best option.
So, Yes, home diet is the first thing what we suggest. And then we do not much focus on supplements, though iron and calcium are the supplements we usually ask pregnant ladies to have. So that is all. Nothing. We don't even ask them to change a lot. They can eat whatever they want, but so the quantity has to be controlled.
And then sometimes they ask that, what about the workout? Like, they have to follow a specific workout plans, or they have to stop completely their workout, like after 4 months or maybe at the initial stage. What do you recommend for the workout?
Nowadays, we have got the term as prenatal yoga. So it is, those are the safe asanas which are done for, especially for, designed actually for pregnant ladies only. So they can do prenatal yoga. It is very, very helpful and beneficial. And basically, if you are planning for a normal delivery, so prenatal yoga is the best thing. What can actually lead you to that?
So now I'm moving to the some hardcore questions. I hope you are ready with that.
Yes.
So what was the biggest challenge you have came across in your life? Like, while handling your career or maybe during your study, what was the challenging part you had, like, so far till now in your professional career?
In my professional career, yes. The biggest challenge for me was to coming back to the industry. Like, as I told you, I passed out in 2005 and I wasn't practicing after that. So it was almost, I think, 9 years later, I decided to come back to my industry. That was the biggest challenge. Things change. Because what we studied, things change a lot.
Things change completely. So, like, how you got your first line? Like, because we have some students here and they are also in the field of nutrition and they want to pursue nutrition. But they say that we are not getting clients. How do we work on that? So we have study, we have experience, and you have a pretty good experience. Like, you have came into the industry after 9 years. So how you started on this? Any advice you can give to those newbies who wanted to see their future in the nutrition field?
The basic thing what you can start with, if you have a gap, then you can always start with an internship, which I also did. I did my registered dietitian internship, and that was my startup. That was my brushing up my knowledge back again. So those who have had a gap, they can start with an internship, join a hospital under a good senior consultant dietitian, and do the internship for 2 months, 3 months, so that you can brush up your knowledge once again. Those who are new, internship is the option for them also, because it is compulsory. Once you do your master's, then you have to go for an internship of 8 weeks.
Yeah, then we will get the exposure of in the industry that how it's work, how you have to handle your clients, how you have to recommend. So it's very pretty good and to then, have an internship.
Yeah, and then you have a lot many scope. When we passed out, we had only two scope, either hospitals or the gyms. The modernized gyms were the new trend that time.
Yeah.
So we had only two options, but nowadays nutritionists and dietitians, they are attached to many things. They are doing content development for apps, right?
Yes.
They are with food production industries. They are with fortifications. They are doing research. So lot many scopes you have. So find out what you are actually interested in and you can go ahead with it.
Yes, definitely. There is a lot of opportunity, especially in this 2021, because these social media platforms are booming. If you are good in any particular thing, you can use this platform to scale your skills or your knowledge. So it's pretty much good opportunity for all those nutrition experts. I always recommend them that don't need to worry about the getting clients. You have to give your best, like whatever, everybody's producing content, everybody's creating and giving value.
What I believe is the best publicity is your mouth-to-mouth publicity. If you are able to give results, you will automatically start getting your clients.
Definitely.
Referral is the best thing.
Because once you serve your clients the best way, automatically they're going to refer you to their fellow people. Definitely they will get the best one. So the first thing, I just want to bring this one, because most of the nutritionists says that we are not getting clients, but those people having experience, like those people on the base of experience and on the base of qualification, which one is you think have core values? Because we have a lot of people here in this community, they don't have any professional degrees, but they have in this industry for the last 6 to 7 years. And on the base of that, they recommend to their clients. On the base of that, they provide training. So what do you think? Like qualifications and like experience, which one has the more value? And what people should focus more on?
See, when you talk about experience, yes, experience matters. But your experience should be backed up with a proper qualification. See, frankly speaking, a person who has studied engineering cannot operate a person. He's not a doctor.
Yeah,
right. Obviously. Similarly, a doctor cannot do the part of an engineer. So nutrition, having a degree, having a proper qualification in this field is equally important as other professions, right? And whatever experience you get, like if you have experience on, so we need to understand that is your experience. It cannot be applied on anyone else. To help out other people, you have to first understand. We call it as human physiology. You need to understand. You need to understand biochemistry of things. You need to understand the food and medicines interactions. There is a lot of things at the back end what we study to become a nutritionist. So it's not a piece of cake, I can say.
Yeah, obviously, because you have to know that how the biological function works, basically. Then you can able to recommend in a perfect way. So I always recommend that it's good that you have experience, but if you have a little bit backup qualification, no means that you have some sort of experience or you have a qualification that will support you, then you've been able to provide in a much better way to your clients. What will happen, like, you know their emotional levels, like, because you nutritionist as a certified nutrition go to a lot of experiences, you read a lot, and you know everything, the human behaviors, the physical changes, so you know everything, then you can able to do.
Psychology is also one of our subjects in graduation. So human psychology, we study right from we can say from birth till the geriatric, that is the old age. Psychology plays a very important role whenever you have a diet counselor.
Yeah, the most important thing I said, that no matter what you recommend, once you're able to understand the psychological stage of that client, that one is the most difficult thing. Because in that way, you can able to recommend in the best way, because that one is something like beyond, like you have to know that how the entire function, how things are functioning actually. So those of you who are listening, qualification is very important. It's good that you have experience of 5 years or 10 years, but have some sort of crash course on that where you can able to learn about the, like how the psychological things work, how the body function metabolisms work. It will help you and give you a better experience. Then you can able to provide in a much better way to your clients. So the one question I have also, like, how was the feeling you got when you got your first client? Like you were not into the industry for the last 9 years, and after that you enter into the industry. So how was your feeling? Like how you got your feeling, like when you got the first client, and how you got it actually?
I was nervous at the first client, but after 3 months, when I was able to give a result, I was happy.
Yeah. So that one is the most important thing. When you see that your clients is actually satisfied and happy, whatever you have advised them, it's bring a lot of satisfaction to you that you have done something very important.
See, it's a perfectly two-way thing. See, what we can do is we can just give you a diet and we can counsel you that you should follow, how you should follow, and we can clarify your doubts on it. But then it must be your commitment to yourself that I have to. So it's a completely 50-50 relationship. If I am your consultant and you are my client, it has to be 50% from my side and that complete 50% from your side also.
Your side.
Then only because results are possible.
Because you're going to advise them, but if the person not going to execute it in a proper way, then no matter how good you are, you're not able to produce that kind of result.
Right. So I cannot take the credit on myself always. It has to be a good client also.
Yeah, that's good. But how you deal with your things. Like you must have a lot of clients. So like when you're talking with your clients, how you understand their psychological stage, like what kind of person or he or she is, what kind of plan is going to be perfect for her or him. So how your strategy to tackle that one?
See, there I talk to many different kind of people. There are boys, girls, there are males, there are females. I even have some older patients. They are like senior citizens also.
Mm.
So one thing what I have learned through my experiences, if you want the person in front of you to follow you or listen to you, first you have to listen to them.
Obviously.
That is the first thing.
Mm.
So I listen to them. When they are talking, I completely listen to them and I make it a point that whatever they are saying, I am able to note that down. And according to that, I can understand what stress levels they are going. Then we have a performa to get filled. So that performa is designed itself in a way that when we get the recall from them, it tells us what they are going through. Even after going through their diet, I can tell them okay, these are the lacunas in your diet.
Yeah. So those of you are listening, I try my best to take out that how you're going to tackle your clients. So please listen to this carefully, whatever advice Shruti has given to all of you. And so what would be the ideal diet plan do you recommend? Like those people are above 45. Ideal diet plan, they don't have much time for doing the workouts. So what do you recommend? Because most of the, like, we are getting a lot of questions that we are above 45. So what do you recommend to them? What should they focus more on?
There is no ideal plan. There is nothing as such. It is always tailor-made. It is always customized. There are general guidelines, I can say, but there is no tailor, there is no customized plan which can be followed by everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So these are simple guidelines. What I can tell you is avoid packaged foods, avoid too salty and too sweet. Fried foods should be avoided, and mostly homemade things you can have. Yes.
Yeah.
You should have your homemade things, seasonal fruits you should have, seasonal vegetables you should have. Have a colorful plate, what I can say. And many people, recently we have been through summers, now we have entered monsoon also. So many people have that myth that eating mango is increases your weight. So it's not about that. How much quantity of mango you are having, that will increase your weight.
Yes.
Mango doesn't increase your weight. If you're having four in a day, definitely it is going to increase your weight.
Yeah, that's right.
So your portion sizes and your method of cooking plus your timings, what timings you're following to eat something, that all matters.
So thank you, Shruti, for giving your valuable insight. I once again said that whatever she has recommend, please start following that, because a lot of you guys are young and between the age of like 35, most of you want to be a nutritionist. So apply the same technique which Shruti has mentioned, that you have to produce value, take a qualifications, and just back up with your plan that how you're going to do everything. So thank you, Shruti, for giving your time. And one advice you want to give to our listener, one advice you want to give to our audience before we end this one?
Stop following Google diets. If you want to go for a diet, go to a qualified nutritionist or a dietitian. That is what I would like to say.
Thank you, Shruti. Thank you. We'll get back to you once again, where we will have you again and again. Thank you for giving your time.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling me.